This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Sky-high rents, Google buses, and gentrification. These Bay Area buzzwords all spring from a booming economy. And that boom means a lot of people are working. But not so much in Richmond, California. At around 10% unemployment, the city of more than 100,000 residents stubbornly trails behind its Bay Area neighbors like San Francisco and Berkeley. But there's one sector that's offering hope for Richmond's job seekers. KALW's Suki Lewis brings us the story of this East Bay city's rapidly growing food industry.
33-year-old Richmond resident Rosa Robinson says that early last year, she was desperate and depressed.
I was laid off by 5 different jobs in 3 years.
Once an international chef, she and her husband were struggling to provide for their 2 kids, and she was looking for some kind of sign about what to do next. That sign came in a dream.
What came to my mind when I woke up was cakes, cake pops, cupcakes, and right then and there, that very morning, I went and got my health permit, my business license, my registrations. And then when it went time to register my business name, immediately what came to my mind was sweet dreams. I beat the eggs and the sugar.
Robinson runs the bakery business right out of her apartment, keeping overhead low. Her small pantry is impeccably organized. Large plastic bins full of bulk ingredients are stacked up to the ceiling.
I smell the cupcakes already.
Robinson peers into the oven as the smells of vanilla and roasted almonds fill the apartment. Sweet Dreams officially opened in May last year, and so far Robinson tells me business is better than she could have hoped.
My first big order was very, very heartfelt. I mean, my heart was like, boom, 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 boom. Because, you know, I've never opened a business before. I was definitely very ambitious, very determined. And I just wanted to make sure that the customer was very happy with the results.
Robinson was able to solve her own unemployment problem. But not everyone is ready to start their own business.
It's been about, I'm going to say 3 months now. Yeah, roughly 3 months. Rough 3 months.
That's how long 19-year-old Edgar Perez has been out of work.
I also have this app, Snagajob. It just sent me a lot of emails. And I just applied to everything that I'm eligible for, you know, because I need something.
Perez says he's filled out more than 30 applications. One of these was sent to Blue Apron, a food delivery service that recently put out a call for 400 workers for its newly expanded fulfillment center in Richmond. Other food-based businesses are also putting down deeper roots here. The Whole Foods Distribution Center recently hired about 25 people. Galaxy Desserts, a wholesale pastry company, employs around 200. And Zoe's Cookies, another wholesale bakery, is also expanding. Ruth Vasquez-Jones, the president and CEO of Richmond's Chamber of Commerce, says she thinks there are 2 main reasons why these food businesses are taking off.
I think number one is, you know, Richmond tries to be really business friendly. But I think that the second reason, of course, is real estate.
She says people often focus on the negatives in Richmond rather than the positives.
We have some of the best, cheapest, you know, real estate in a very desirable area.
In fact, vacancy in the Richmond warehouse market is at a low 4.3%, down from almost 7% at the beginning of the year. But there are other factors, too.
I believe that the biggest predictor of businesses coming to a city is whether quality of life is valued by that city.
Richmond Mayor Gail McLaughlin points to the new Health in All Policies Ordinance, which says that all city policies must be evaluated based on how they affect the health of Richmond residents. McLaughlin says this new approach is also attracting business.
They want their workers to feel that when they come to work, they're in a safe and healthy and a quality of life place.
Of course, for unemployed people like Edgar Perez, the first step is just getting a job.
Need money to be able to carry my own weight, you know, because I got bills to pay and, you know, the bills ain't gonna wait for me. When I ask people about them looking for jobs, like before when I had a job, they would tell me that everybody always finds it difficult for a while, but then out of nowhere, you know, they get something.
And sure enough, I hear from Perez about a week after our first interview. He's found a job through a staffing agency at yet another food business in Richmond, Nativa. It's an organic food company that sells coconut oil, hemp seed products, and chia seeds.
It's a good job. It's 8 hours a day, so it's good.
Yeah, we've hired 40 people this year.
John Rulak is CEO of Nativa, which moved to Richmond in 2012.
We chose to move to Richmond for several reasons. One is it's an ideal location 14 miles north of the Port of Oakland, so easy to bring in raw materials from our chia seeds and coconut oil from other countries. And also, it's got a great commitment, the city and the community, about producing more food, healthier lifestyles. And it's been excellent to recruit really smart, hardworking people who want to work at Nativa.
Nativa employs about 110 people, a quarter of whom live in Richmond. There's all kinds of stuff going on in the warehouse. Orders are being packed and shipped, and one-ton sacks of chia seeds are getting packaged into more manageable bags. Rulak points out pallets of coconut oil ready to go to stores like Costco, Whole Foods, and GNC.
Our big challenge is not can we sell it, is can we stay in stock.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, many people would love to have that problem.
Rulak says his company is growing so fast, he may have to expand again, and soon, which is good news for Richmond residents looking to land a job. For Crass Currents, I'm Suki Lewis.
You can hear more stories from the City of Richmond at KALW.org and click on Crass Currents.